right, he made it.
Hey,
it's Gordon Keith, everybody. That sounded like something I heard in next door to me in the hotel.
What did? What sounded like something next door to you?
What are you talking about?
What you just
Hey, Gordon.
You heard that at the hotel?
How are you doing?
Who'd you hear it from?
I don't know.
It's probably me.
No, it wasn't.
Joy.
Did you know who was in the room?
No.
You should have
knocked on the door.
And say what?
They could have used your help.
Said, hey, what's up?
They were on the Jesus seat.
What floor were you on? Were you high in the hotel or low in the hotel?
Eight.
And I see. There were only nine floors.
Yeah, there were nine floors. So I was on floor eight.
It's pretty high up there.
Yeah, it is
high.
So when they ask you at a hotel, would you like a lower floor or a higher floor?
I say lower floor.
I never have a preference. I don't care.
I say higher because then you get a better chance for a good view. Plus, if it collapses, I feel like you might survive it better.
See, I work on the opposite principle. I say lower floor so you can
exit. Get the hell out. Just in case there's a fire alarm, you don't have to walk down eight flights of stairs.
Right.
I never thought about it.
Should I start caring where they put me?
Plus, particularly in the summertime when it's really hot outside, it's harder to cool those upper floors.
Makes sense.
The lower floor is the way to go.
Yeah, you could be correct. Because then if the elevator has a problem, you could get stuck. Plus, if the elevator falls, you have less of a fall if you're lower.
I just never even think about anything like that.
Really?
Yeah. I think about the good things about my fellow humans in buildings.
Like what?
What a statement.
Great story.
I'm not going the negative. I'm not thinking, oh, what if something happens? It's like, hey.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts about, at any given time in a hotel, what's happening, but that would be in there. Like, how many people do you think in our hotel were engaged in activities?
Did you hear that from the room next to you?
Every minute of every...
You think so?
Every day.
Seriously, in that hotel we stayed at in New Orleans, you think somebody in some room was doing it?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
That's what hotels are for.
Have you ever heard it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely have heard it.
In New Orleans?
No.
Oh.
I didn't hear it this past week, but it's happened before. It's a little obnoxious at times.
Why is it obnoxious?
Because there's other people in the hotel. You should try to stay a little quieter, I think. Mm. I could be trying to sleep.
It's always the thought when you walk to our garage, like the W, that thing is huge. Plenty of rooms. I would think that there's right now.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be some activity going on. Yeah.
You think so?
Well, I always think about that.
And this is close to checkout, so yes.
When you're in a busy section, I always think there is probably within 3 miles of me two women making out. Always think that.
Like together or with other people? Like, you mean the two people are together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making out with each other.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And that's important to know.
Do they still have the places where you can rent by the hour?
They used to
have. That was huge when I was in high school.
Like off Dauphin Road.
You know, I always heard about that, but I never knew whether that was true or not.
Oh, it's true.
Is it really?
They had them at 30 and Dauphin Road within the last few
years.
Why
would they do that, though? If you're a hotel.
It's for, I believe, the working lady.
But they have to, I know the idea of why they're doing it.
Thanks for explaining that to us. We didn't know.
I'm saying the hotel, it seems like you got to go in there and clean that room after every hour.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
I don't know how much of that is going on in those establishments.
Why else would you, it has to be only for that. What would be the point of staying there for just a night and a day or whatever?
Because I wonder if you are, okay, let's just say you really need somewhere to lay your head for like 5 hours to get some sleep, to get back on the road, if that's what you're doing. Is there a place that you can do that, or they're just going to charge you for the night?
I have a solution for you.
Okay.
Dayuse.com allows you to apparently book a few hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton Anatole, the Hampton Inn and Suites in downtown Dallas. You just use a nice service on the
internet. Wow, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
So from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Yeah, and you can do different time periods. Here's one that's
This is so Mad Men era, because that is like while you're at work.
It's called
so
what?
That sounds like affairs is what's happening.
Dayuse.com.
Dayuse.
Enjoy a romantic day. Interesting.
Yeah, here, this one's got several options. 7 to 1, 10 to 4, 6 to 11.
Hmm.
But you have to rent it the whole time. You can't just do like 1 hour out of that window?
I don't see that as an option, but I haven't clicked further than just looking at every hotel.
When I was in high school, this is what I heard. It's like 2 hours.
That's 100% what this is for.
Wild. Yeah, this is a hook.
I've never heard of that. Did you just bookmark that?
Pretty sure I can remember it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I have a lot of websites in my head.
No doubt.
I don't just bookmark them.
No doubt.
Jeez. Some of them you can't access.
But yeah, I don't know if that's but see, even that is not probably economically feasible now.
Viable.
But I bet you that's going up and up. When I was in school, it was two hours for $10. Yeah, and there's no question that that's not happening now.
Yeah, this $10? Hotel is $150 for is this 9 to 5.
Working.
Yeah, but you don't need it for 8 hours is the problem.
You only need it for 2 minutes, right, Matt?
Yes. Thanks for believing in me.
They set the room by the minute for Matt.
God.
Al, can I get 7 minutes?
They thumb the stopwatch as soon as you walk in.
Wait a second. I can get 1 hour.
The room by the minute. I'm like, yay. Open the door. But never mind. Let's go back to the front desk. Sorry.
Hey, can I get a refund for those 3 minutes I didn't use?
It didn't work. So I have to ask you, Gordon, because I heard you guys talking about this morning.
Yes, thank you.
The Jesus seat on the plane.
He is so mad at you.
No, because I'm the exact same. Like, I pay to go early so I can sit in that specific seat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you always get that if you're flying Southwest, or do you run into this situation where somebody somehow got ahead of you? And even
The people get ahead of me all the time on that. I would probably only get that seat maybe 5% of the time.
Even when you're paying to board earlier? Or do you not do that?
Because
I usually will try to pay to board earlier, and I've had not 1 through 15. I'll be like you guys were talking about. I'll be A17, and somehow one of the 15 people ahead of me sits in that seat. Even though there's 12 rows before
you get
well,
they want it too. It's one of the prime seats.
You can't be the only one, right. That's the whole point.
There's usually only, two of them on a plane?
Yeah, sometimes just one.
Can I tell you this?
And the seat we're talking about, for those who don't know, it's on the Southwest planes, some of the Southwest planes. On one of the exit rows, there's no seat in front of you. So it's
phenomenal.
It's, instead of three seats across, there's only two seats across, and the window one is missing. So if you get the one right behind it, you've got unlimited leg room.
Right.
That is the most perfect use of $30 I've ever heard in my life.
Did you like that?
Love it.
So the story I told this morning was Craig and I, there was some P1 in Southwest that obviously bumped us up into the A group. And Craig was like A17 and I was like A19. And so I went up there to the gate and because I knew Craig was going to take the Jesus seat if he could.
Radio superstar coming.
And so I went up to the gate and you could pay $30 to upgrade into the A1 through 15 group.
Perfect.
And I did, and I got A15. So I paid $30, moved up two spots in front of Craig. The important part was I moved two spots in front of Craig.
That
so
is
I could
the
get
most
that seat.
Perfect use of $30 I've ever heard. To do that to your buddy, that's great. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about.
It's the best seat on any plane ever.
Only reason I don't like it is because I usually have a book bag with me and you have to put it up.
You can put it in the seat in front of you.
Yeah, there's no seat in front of you.
No,
Seat that's two rows in front of you. You can put it under that,
and then you can get up and get it. You can move around a little bit. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
But I don't sit window.
Really?
No, I'm an aisle guy.
See, I used to always be an aisle guy, and now I'm a window guy. I've moved back and forth. I was a window guy, then I was an aisle guy, and now I'm back at window.
I'd rather sit in the middle than sit by the window.
What? Dude, you're crazy.
That makes no sense.
Because the middleman has control of the armrest, and I like
See,
that
I cut
power.
Out the middleman.
Doesn't make
I like
any
that
sense.
Power. But
why
yeah.
does a middle guy get control of the same
because
armrest?
Because he's
seat.
Disadvantaged.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you're sharing that's, it with the guy.
Nah, that's common.
I know, but the common courtesy yes. is that if you're the middle person, you get control of those
You
arm
have
rest.
Your outside. If you're an aisle, the window has their outside. The middle guy, for the inconvenience, has control of both armrests. Now, whether they use it or not, that's on them. But they have control. That's how I always go about it. I'm a respectable flyer.
Never heard
now,
that before.
On that flight where I did have the Jesus seat, it was one of these occurrences where there was only like 50 people on the plane. So there's lots of space on the plane for people to move around, and someone sat right behind me, and so I couldn't really lean my seat back because I didn't want to crowd them.
Just an hour flight.
I know, but I was trying to rest, and it's just, I like to be able to lean the seat back.
So would you rather have that or an entire row by yourself? If you had a chance.
If I had to do it over again, I would take the row by myself that I could lean back my seat and not have to worry about anything.
If you get the row by yourself, would you lay flat across all three seats?
Nah, I've never really done that. Does that really work? It seems like it'd be uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
You like that?
Oh, man, my gosh. The seatbelt things get in the way.
Oh, you can adjust that. God, you guys need to fly more.
Are you wear a seatbelt all the time?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, well, I don't know why I got hung up there in the middle of that sentence.
Yes, all the time.
Okay. You should, because if not, you could hit a random patch of turbulence that launches you into the ceiling if you're not buckled in.
I know.
So you should be strapped down.
I'm a seatbelt all the time.
Yeah.
Person, but I know a lot of people, as soon as they turn off that seatbelt sign, they'll unbuckle.
Are you a airplane mode on the phone, or you don't care?
I count on others to do that.
I don't do that. Well, they have Wi-Fi on planes, so if you have it on the plane, you don't have to put it in airplane mode.
I just don't know what...
I think.
I mean, is it
you
really...
Why did you put that at the end of it?
Are our devices really somehow set to the same frequencies that they use to communicate
as
with the tower?
As they're trying to land a plane, they see...
No, because
they
nobody
see Gordon's episode of right. Curb Your Enthusiasm and something bad happens.
I guarantee you half the people are not putting it on airplane mode.
95% of the people aren't putting it on airplane mode. It's not happening.
You can still text up to like 6,000 or 7,000 feet before you lose signal completely.
How do you know that?
That's what I read in an article. I read a book about it.
Oh, okay. We all believe that.
They wrote a whole book on that one little thing.
it was part of a book.
What a short book.
Airplane etiquette, which is why I'm a very good flyer.
And you skip the whole chapter about letting the middle person have the armrest, huh?
It's not
in airplane etiquette. Interesting.
I put up the signal.
Yes! Yes!
All right. Made it. Yeah! Everybody. Everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody, let's go! One more time. Hey!